Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review on Monocle 24 with me, Andrew Muller. Today I'm joined by the editor of The Quietus, John Doran, to go through some of his recent favourite music releases, including Kendrick Lamar's much-applauded new record To Pimp a Butterfly, electro-pop wizard East India Youth's second album Culture of Volume, and the latest from Liverpool's Jane Weaver. That's all coming up on the Arts Review on Monocle 24. John, welcome to the show and welcome back to Monocle 24. Before we get to discussing your musical selections, however, we should talk about, if we can expand the music review briefly into the realm of literature, you're about to make a contribution to the realm of literature, your first book.
I am. And if you'll forgive me, I've been building up to this for quite a while. Oh my gosh, Andrew, would you look at my book? So I've got a book coming out. It's a memoir of sorts, which I guess in a nutshell is a kind of like about recovery from alcoholism, problems with mental health and various substance abuse. But it's not a my drink and drugs hell kind of book. In fact, it kind of concentrates more on the recovery. And I guess people have said, you know, it's a redemption story of sorts, you know, with emphasis on things like fatherhood and how music played a role in my recovery.
I should emphasise that this book grew substantially out of your columns, Menk, for Vice.
Yeah.
But the thing I wanted to emphasise is, though everything you've said makes it sound terrifically sombre, the Menk columns were really extremely funny.
I mean, I was lucky enough to have one of my kind of media heroes, Jonathan Meads, read the book for me, and he said he was kind of really surprised to find out what a hoot it was, you know what I mean?
That is high praise coming from Meads. In fact, yeah. Any praise coming from any praise at all coming from Meads will do.
Yeah, he thanked me for it being good because he says he finds it really, really dispiriting having to tell people the books are terrible.
we should move on to the actual music. But that your book, we should mention, Jolly Lad, is out via which publisher again?
It's out by Stranger Tractor.
Okay, and that's in about June-ish, you think?
Yeah, if you get it via the website, you'll have it in about 3 weeks' time. But yeah, the official in the shops date is 1st of June.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's talk about the music then. And we'll begin with William Doyle, better known probably as East India Youth. You interviewed him a while back for The Quietist for The Quietist about his second album as East India Youth, Culture of Volume. You said in your piece, it should be a shambles, a madman's breakfast was the phrase you used, but it isn't, you don't think?
I think it takes a particular kind of musical talent to make an album out of so many disparate parts that fits together as a whole. And, you know, there are numerous examples, like, say, Hunky Dory by David Bowie is a good one. But I think all of us could maybe think of many more examples of albums where an artist has tried to shoehorn 8 or 9 different styles into an album, and it's just not worked.
There's any number of examples of that. When you start invoking things like Hunky Dory, though, you're elevating the chap into some rarefied stratospheres. Do you think he is that significant a talent, or may become that significant a talent?
He is to me. I mean, I wouldn't want to kind of jinx it by going on about this too much, but, you know, he counts among his very firm fans Brian Eno. And he was interviewed alongside Brian Eno the other day. And as I'm sure you know, Brian Eno doesn't really hand out his kind of seal of approval willy-nilly. But yeah, I do think that. I obviously the background to East India Youth is that I put out his first record after he pressed a demo tape onto me at a factory floor gig. And after listening to it once or twice, I couldn't stop playing it. And by the end of the week, I was just convinced, this is actually my album of the year, even though it's a demo, you know. And when it finally came out, you know, I think, you know, not that this is always the greatest benchmark, but, you know, it got shortlisted for the Mercury Prize. I think this album is even better. And it's better because it has the same amount of invention, but it's also a pop record rather than an experimental record.
Okay, I'm just now fleetingly distracted by a vision in my head of Jonathan Meads and Brian Eno as sort of Statler and Waldorf figures. But while I am contemplating that, we should hear some of East India Youth. This is Turn Away.
Turn away, I never should be seen to be falling from grace. But here I am again.
And that was East India Youth Turnaway from Culture of Volume, which is out now on XL Records. The first selection of today's guest music reviewer, John Doran, editor of The Quietus and latterly author of Jolly Lad, a book out in June. John, we'll move on to your second recommendation. This is Jane Weaver. The song is called Don't Take My Soul, rather, which featured on the Silver Globe, which came out last year. But this track's coming out as a single imminently or shortly, is that right?
It's literally just come out as a single. There's a video to go with it. And I think it was released as a single to herald the fact that they're putting out a deluxe or an extended version of the album with three or four extra tracks, remixes from the likes of Tom Furse with the Horrors, and and a few other extra instrumental themes. I think it's a good idea to do this. I mean, the album was a slow burner. Jane is an extremely talented kind of psych folk musician with leanings towards kind of synth pop and krautrock, and she's done some great work in the past. But suddenly, this album, Silver Globe, it really seemed to snowball. You know, and like people were suddenly taking notice of her after an extremely long time. And deservedly so. So I'm hoping that a lot of people are going to get into this album this year.
You use a phrase like psych folk, and the Quietus's own review of the album did talk about it taking a full-scale leap into the cosmic void of contemporary space rock. Now, those kind of descriptions, they're going to make at least as many people nervous as they excite. Sort of the whole that interface between progressive rock and folk and psychedelia. Some terrible things have occurred at that crossroads.
Absolutely, and people are right to be wary, but what I would say is that this is a beautiful album, and I don't think it requires you to be a fan of Space is Deep by Hawkwind, although one of the songs is co-authored by Nick from Hawkwind, because there's a sample of one of his tunes on there. And like Jane, and I actually have known Jane since the kind of mid-80s, and I know she has an absolutely genuine dyed-in-the-wool love for space rock and heavy metal and stuff like that, But no, I'd say don't be put off, because primarily, whisper it, this is a really glorious pop album.
Okay, well, this is Jane Weaver with Don't Take My Soul. That's Don't Take My Soul by Jane Weaver, which is taken from her album The Silver Globe, which is out now on Finders Keepers Records. It's the second choice of today's guest music reviewer, John Doran of The Quietus. That reminded me a bit, and I mean this as a compliment, of Mary Margaret O'Hara, Jane Sibbery, both late 80s, early 90s-ish, primarily Canadian artists, funnily.
Yeah, I think it's a fair comment. It reminds some people of like Henry Cow and like all sorts of different things. You know, there's a lot bubbling away under the surface there. But like I say, primarily a pop album, I'd say.
Okay, and is the poppiness of that single fairly representative of the album as a whole?
I would say it's representative of maybe about 50% of it. And there's a lot, she's got an amazing kind of keyboard player. Like all of her band are such fantastic musicians, but essentially the guy who does synths for her is brilliant. And he's really deep into his kind of like krautrock and space rock. So there's a really pleasant mix of both the kind of pop and the cosmic.
Okay, well, your third and final selection today is the one we will obviously end with. This is Los Angeles rapper Kendrick Lamar. His album To Pimp a Butterfly has been at number one on both sides of the Atlantic after it was leaked last month. So this is not necessarily a controversial or left-field choice, but what do you like about Kendrick Lamar?
You know, I couldn't tell you for a second what I like about Kendrick Lamar. I know that I really liked his last album, and this new album, I've got to say, I just love the chutzpah of it. I think it's 80 minutes long, which is just insane. My two favourite albums this year so far, both treble albums, which is weird, I think.
Is it actually any sort of like old school concept album that would have in the old days come out with a gatefold sleeve with a pop-up installation in the middle of it?
I don't even think it is. I think it's just a really grand statement, as in like, you know, if everyone else is saying, well, you've got to keep your album short and just expect people not to buy them, just to cherry pick it on iTunes. I think he was just saying, I'm Kendrick Lamar. Eat My Treble Album, you know. And it is like...
If only that had been the title.
Yeah. and you know, to be fair, like, I've only listened to it all the way through two or three times, but I'm hoping that the whole thing's going to gel for me. At the moment, it's a beginning and an end, rather like, you know, the mattress in a shared student house. It sags in the middle, you know. Or like the Bayer tapestry. You know, you've got the comet at the beginning, the guy with the arrow in the face at the end. No one can remember what happens in the middle.
Well, there is a quote for Kendrick Lamar's posters. It's a cross between the Bayeux tapestry and a mattress in a shared student household. This is a snippet of it. This is presumably from one of the crests rather than the trough.
It is. I've got to say, like, the vibe I'm getting so far is it's got a real 70s kind of jazz funk, you know, like heavy funk rock, Sly and the Family Stone feel. But this was the first single that leapt out to me. That this is clearly going to be so many people's single of the summer.
Okay, this is King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar.
I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth motherfucker sitting in my throne again. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Bitch, where you and I was walking? Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking? Now I run the game, got the whole.
It's King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar, the third and final selection of today's guest music reviewer, John Doran of The Quietus. If you want to hear that track again, by the way, you can obviously either download this program or you can just go and stand next to any suburban high street in London and wait for somebody in a Nissan Micra with enormous speakers to drive past. It is that kind of song, isn't it?
Absolutely. Feel-good hit of the summer, as far as I'm concerned.
At least until your neighbour gets hold of a copy. Finally, John, while we still have you here, what do the Quietus, which is, it's at thequietus.com, mm-hmm. Britain's foremost online music journal, I think we can go ahead and call it.
Oh, thank you.
What do you have coming up?
I'm on my way to Manchester tomorrow, Andrew, to speak to a band called Nod, as in a mixture of gnosis and nodding your head. And this band, they live in a former Lancastrian mill, well, a Salfordian mill, I guess, which has listed status. And I want to write about the feature, about the changing face of the music scene in Manchester. And like one thing that I'm kind of like really interested in is to keep themselves cold, to keep themselves warm at night. The band Nod are currently burning the old rafters from the Salford Lads Club in their fire burner to keep themselves warm. And it seems to be like a nice image or metaphor for the kind of like this, the changing face of Manchester music.
The symbolism there kind of writes itself, doesn't it?
For those
listeners unfamiliar with Great Smith's photo sessions, that was that famous picture of the Smiths outside Salford Lads Club.
By Stephen Wright. And in fact, actually, we ran a feature on that picture and Stephen Wright and the interesting story behind that photo the day before. And actually, we got access to the club and found out what it looks like inside. And apparently, it's amazing. It's not changed since the 40s or 50s.
So that will run on the Quietus imminently?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a very much... we're still very much flying the Quietus 8 years later by the seat of our pants. And I would love to say exactly what day it'll be up, but I would guess next week is the best I can do at this stage.
John Doran, thanks for joining us. That was this week's guest music reviewer, John Doran, editor of The Quietus, also author of Jolly Lad, published in June or thereabouts by Strange Attractor. And that is the end of today's show. You have been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. My producer today was Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for this week's Theatre Picks. But for now, thanks very much for listening.